Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Yeah. Yeah. Halloween. Taliban, Taliban.
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher, ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard, ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand though, like, ooh. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', 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 fuck what you expecting, woo. Shout out Michael Jordan, just said text me, ooh.
Jumpin', 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 jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffin', them boys just not bluffin'. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo. I just throw the private dinner in the lake. Trappin' is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never getting straight. I just had to buy another safe. Bentley, Spurs, and Phantom, Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come fuck me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls gone wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dudded. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine and Adderall. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my bitch back, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel. Like.
Metro booming, want some more, nigga.
I wake up on a daily basis and count this money up. I'm already rich. I go so hard with these riches. I fell in love with this dody. I fell in love with the rolly. I wake up, pray every morning. These demons, they calling my soul. I say fuck all of you hoes. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control. If I can give everything back to you, all this passion I got, all I ever need. For me to move on and succeed. For me to move on and succeed. Jealousy, envy, and greed.
Too much of this shit, I don't need it. I turned on the gas with a nickel plated. I sit back and laugh at these niggas traded. Mentally none of this shit can fade. Mentally none of this shit can fade. I came out the trenches, I really made it. I came out the gutter, I really made it. I stack up this butter, I gotta save it. Stack up the shutter, you gotta save it. Shoot out the car in no lovey-dovey. These bitches, they looking for hubby-hubby. I'm looking for paper and in the city. I got a bitch located in every city. Gotta have them sticks on us in every city. Take the private, it's ugly, out here we getting it. Spent like 700,000 on both the business. I got love for the city, I just can get it.
I wake up on a daily basis. I count the money, man, I'm already rich. I go so hard with these riches. I fell in love with the dotty. I fell in love with the rolling. Wake up and pray every morning. Demons, they calling my soul.
I say fuck all of you hoes. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control.
I need acknowledgement. If I got it, then tell me I got it then. I'm ballin' out of control. Keep on receiving the scholarships. Mail coming to the house. Nigga, please watch your mouth. I'm the one without a doubt. Yeah. And I rock Kentucky blue on these hoes. Drafted, I'm getting chewed by these hoes. Usually they just leave when we done. I don't want share no room with these hoes. Metro gon' make it boom on these hoes. And me, I just stick and move on these hoes. We got that purple rain for the pain. My niggas, we ain't changed, we ain't changed, yeah.
I wake up on a daily basis. I count this money up, I'm already rich. I go so hard with these riches. I fell in love with the dotty. I fell in love with the rolly. I wake up, pray every morning. These demons, they calling my soul. I say, fuck all of you hoes. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control. I'm ballin' out of control.
Good evening. Not good morning, good evening. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina. And that was Scholarships by Drake and Future. And before that, we started off with Jumpman, also by Drake and Future.
They released What a Time to Be Alive on September 20th. And it premiered on OVO Sound Radio, and it was available for download shortly after.
And they teased it leading up to it. They had an online clock counting down to it.
And they toured together this summer, which is where I'm guessing they must have recorded a bulk of it. And it's 11 songs. Many of them are produced by Metro Boomin. Shoutouts to him. He is totally doing his thing this year.
He produced those first two tracks we just listened to that we started the hour off with, Jumpman and Scholarships.
And he worked on Nicki Minaj's Pink Print, as well as Travis Scott's album, and of course Dirty Sprite 2 with Future, and that has just really taken off. He's just also just like an all-around really good dude as well. The tape is just so hyped right now. Usually, I'm all over Twitter when these things happen, but that day I wasn't on Twitter and I stayed off it. And sometimes now I'm realizing social media really hypes things up.
Everything is the best thing ever.
It is. And then you have like people like
it's the most regal thing you're ever gonna see. It's the best thing you're ever gonna see. It's the most innovative sound.
What did Complex say about ASAP's video?
He was bringing back rap videos.
Yeah, he's bringing them back. It's
single-handedly with LSD.
Best thing you'll ever see. It will cure you of any disease.
Not clickbaity at all.
No. But, and then on Instagram, you've got just the most insane memes that the internet thinks up right away.
It's too fast.
Yeah.
Way too fast.
My favorite one was one where it's Nicki Minaj and her Bentley, and it's like Nicki quietly listening to Future and Drake in the car, like. But it's nice to just kind of take your time with it and just listen to it. And I don't know, I felt like it was a continuation of Dirty Sprite 2. It felt kind of like Drake was hopping on the Future Metro Boomin train rather than creating something completely new and or revolutionary, but it's a nice pairing.
He said it's a little soundtrack for people that need it right now. So kind of acknowledging that it's not the most groundbreaking thing, but it's an interesting thing in regards to, you were listening to an AMP live interview, weren't you, recently, he was talking more about how music has been, what he was used to is it was coming out at a slower pace.
Yes. So he said, like, you know, you could put out one album every 2 years and you'd be good, you'd still be hot.
Drake is the epitome of someone who has all these little projects that he throws out in between sort of his bigger projects.
Yeah, look at his repertoire this summer. Charged Up, Right Hand, Sweeter Man.
And they're not all groundbreaking.
Where Are You At?
But it's, you know, kind of what he said, like, it's for people that need it right now.
Hotline Bling, like, that was the song of the summer.
Yeah.
So
it's that, what's that new generation? Generation
Z or Z,
depending where you're from. That, you know, it's, they're the generation after the millennials, and they need things quick and fast, and you only have their attention for 6 seconds. So you got to put out more music. Everything's moving so fast. Music is moving insanely fast. And it's not all quality, it's quantity right now.
No.
We're in that, you're seeing it obviously in consumer culture, fast fashion, more and more and more, but you're seeing it in music too. We're throwing away music as fast as we throw away clothes.
That is so true, and especially the single culture we're living in, and that's why Kendrick's been a breath of fresh air. And
it was someone who took time with a project. I would say A$AP Rocky too.
Yes.
They both, I feel like they went away for a minute. They took their time. They didn't give you anything in between.
I felt like Nothing Was the Same was like, that was like that as well. But Drake, 2014, 2015 Drake has just been churning them out. And they've been good, but the lasting power is... But then does it matter? Do you really need a song to last when you release it and it'll be like the hypest thing? Every girl will have it as her Instagram caption.
I think Beyonce kind of started that to a certain extent. If you look at the body of work she put up. Because between each major project, she would have a collaboration with the hottest artist of that moment.
She definitely, yeah, Shakira.
And that's kind of what Drake's doing right now. Between each project, he's got a collaboration with whoever's new and hot.
Yeah, Mekonnen. I guess he kind of helped Mekonnen. So, but Fetty Wap, and yeah, that's true. So it was just the whole fact of this collaborative album was really exciting, I think. They do complement each other well, but just the dichotomy of how hype starts now, where it usually started like a lot before, but now with these surprise releases, it's a lot afterwards. Like Beyonce and... who else had a surprise release recently? Kendrick. Kendrick's album
leaked early.
Leaked early, yeah. So, but the idea of collaborative albums are really cool, and I think it'd be neat. I know there were rumors of like a Kanye Drake, or he said that they had spoken about that at one point. But a Kendrick and J. Cole album would be cool.
I feel like that'd be too much.
You think so?
Too much.
Angst.
Feel good angst. Let's change the world. You need it, but I feel like the two of them together, and then I feel like Kendrick would just end up carrying J. Cole.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I completely agree with that. And it's funny because, like, some people might think, like, well, what's the link between Future and Drake? Because they do have two very decidedly different ways of rapping. But there's a song called Plastic Bag. And I think that it marries the thing that the two have in common. And that is strippers. It is a love song to strippers. It's, baby, get your plastic bag. I've thrown all these singles. Scoop them up. You deserve it, girl. So, yeah, I think they're a perfect, perfect pair together. So, as I mentioned at the starting of our show, we're on at 10 p.m. now, not 10 a.m.
It's crazy. It's a whole different vibe right now.
Completely.
You got to start the day a little earlier.
Yes.
I mean, we're usually in bed by now.
No, we're speak for yourself.
Or at least that's goals.
Yeah, that's goals.
I've got my alarm set that tells me to go to bed. It never happens, but it's
one day soon. 10
p.m. though. It's night vibes. It's good.
It's a really welcome change. We started our show August 2014. And since then, we've been 10 a.m. Friday mornings. And it was nice to grow with, but I think we're ready now.
It's like we've matured. We've grown our wings.
we're just ready to party. We're ready. We enjoy the nighttime vibes. And so we visited Holt Renfrew recently, and we checked out the fall trends. We're definitely officially into fall. It's September 30th.
Winter is
fall
coming.
Fall weather. Halloween, my
winter
friend.
Winter is coming.
Halloween,
Christmas,
as
New Year's. Holiday season.
What word did our show open with today?
Taliban.
No, Halloween.
That's
Halloween.
Not the right time to clap.
Yeah, and you sound way too happy to say Taliban. But we visited Holt's. And
we visited Holt's for their fall presentation put on by fashion editor Lisa Tant.
Always a good time. And she presented some trends that are newer and some that have been around for a little while now. One of them was Keep It Loose.
Yeah, she was talking about loose-fitting men's tailored clothes, oversized layering. It's the sort of stuff you're going to see from designers like Balenciaga, Celine.
Public schools really playing with the theme. Sort of clothes that are durable and
other
loose.
Other sort of trends that aren't necessarily new, but we're still seeing a lot of is the go graphic, bold prints trend.
Contrasting with primary colors and patterns. Very Kenzo, Givenchy, Peter Pilotto. And Holtz has like a Kenzo pop-up right now.
They do. So definitely check that out.
Every time I see Kenzo, I just think Rihanna. I'm just like, Rihanna,
I think
looks
David
so
Ellie.
Good in that. Yeah.
Shout out to David Ellie.
Shout out to David Ellie. Why?
He was talking about Kenzo.
Okay.
That's all I remember from that conversation.
I very faintly remember something like that, too.
Other trends, again, not necessarily new, but big for this fall, the military-style utilitarian chic.
Yeah, it's been dominating for a few seasons. This season, it was found a lot in the collections of Saint Laurent, Jason Wu, and yarn.
It's not fall without some good chunky knits, and that's what's in the thick, chunky textural knits. Lots of head-to-toe knits. That's kind of the new thing about knits this fall. You're doing it head-to-toe, so you're warm all winter long.
And the layer, man. The layer with a knit. Just
you gotta stay warm. Celine, Chloe, The Row,
beautiful fabrics.
And The Row just moved their show there. They just showed recently in Paris instead of New York. So that was just they've done that before. So again, it was just a one-off thing.
It's 10 p.m., so can I just say I fucking love the Olsons.
Row. Oh, yes, the Olsons,
the Olsons,
Row, all of them.
You know
the Row is 10 years old now?
Are you serious?
That's what I read today.
Wow.
That's what I read. I can't believe it's been around for 10 years. I think that's amazing.
Well, they're 29, so.
Yeah, they started pretty
19.
Early.
Wow. Yeah, they've done so well for themselves. Their clothes are so well made.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful clothes. Other sort of winter trends, winter white.
That whole no white after Labor Day rule, it's so outdated.
It's all head-to-toe white.
You could see it in collections from Valentino, Mugler, Fendi, all head-to-toe white looks.
Another trend that for fall is kind of interesting is they're calling it the New Romantics. It's a very sort of soft trend, lots of Victorian and bohemian looks, delicate laces, sheers, the velvet and ruffled details. Not necessarily something you're going to think for fall. You know, with the sheers and the ruffles, it feels a bit lighter.
Yes, and Marsala and Burnt Orange, according to Lisa, are two of the popular colors in the look.
So that makes it more fall and winter appropriate.
Oscar de la Renta, Altuzura featured this trend prominently in their collections. And one of our favorite shoes right now at Holtz is this beautiful Dolce & Gabbana velvet, wine red Mary
embroidered
Jane
embroidered.
Oh, it's just velvet. So beautiful.
So gorgeous.
It's so beautiful.
But we caught up with Lisa after the presentation and we talked to her about what her favorite trend was.
It's so interesting that she would name Instagram as her favorite trend.
Instagram, yeah. She just talked about how basically you're going to be finding people from all over the world. It's that globalization in fashion. You're going to see what people in different parts of the world are wearing. You're going to incorporate that into your personal wardrobe. So social media is the latest trend.
Yeah, we've noticed when we went to that Grey Goose party earlier this summer, that whole made for Instagram, catered,
everything's made
type
for Instagram
of event.
At the CFDA Awards, actually, Instagram won the media award. Usually it goes to journalists. It actually went to a social media app for the first time. So she's pretty on point with naming Instagram as
a top like
trend.
Snapchat could be next.
Snapchat's totally
fashion
next.
Is huge.
They're saying Instagram is the millennials, Snapchat is Generation Z because it's that 6 seconds, it's gone. There's no incrimination, it's all gone. They're saying that Generation Z watched millennials screw up a lot with their use of social media.
Yes, because while Generation Z, and we both read a New York Times piece on this, we'll link to that in a second, while millennials, rather, were the first type to grow up with Facebook, and, you know, our generation was sort of the prototype, the first to really test these things out. But Generation Z, and that's people born from 1996, onwards.
So at the oldest spectrum of that, they're just getting out of high school.
They are. They're the first generation to truly, truly grow up with it because
they
we can both remember a time.
Yeah, Generation Z does not remember a time before social media.
No.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got that, the article was talking about how our generation got that innocence of, you know, the 90s without social media and stuff before we got really heavy into it.
Yeah, we were the chat room generation.
You're the Nexopia.
The Nexopia, oh gosh.
The High Five, the MySpace.
Friendster, MySpace.
We had to test run them all.
We had to look at some pretty terrible interface, for sure.
But it makes us appreciate what we have today, our Snapchat,
yes,
6 second on our phone.
Yes.
The new filters are insane. I'm having so much fun with the filters on Snapchat. If you're not following us already on Snapchat, you can find us at the Screen Girls.
But millennials were also the first generation to post the drunken photos, the really sloppy, trashy photos, kind of oversharing mixed with
complete oversharing.
Facebook never telling you when they've changed your shit around, they've changed their layout around. So, yeah, it led to a lot of
speaking of
oversharing.
Facebook new layouts.
Yeah.
They just announced today that they're going to be adding this sort of video component to your profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is exactly is,
so you can have animated profile pictures. They're kind of like GIF-like profile pics. And they're also adding a bio line. And like Twitter, it's going to be 140 characters.
So like that bio line where you got to think of one for Instagram now. You got to think of one at Twitter. You got to think of one for Facebook.
Sorry, 101 characters, not 140 characters.
It's even less.
And so you can also set with this a temporary profile photo. So it can last for a specific period of time. And then it'll go back to your original picture.
This is all for those Generation Z, attention constantly changing.
Yes.
We're not okay with just the same static profile picture anymore. We want more interaction. We want it moving. It's just like the new iPhone. The new photos move. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Tina Lovegreen. Shouts out to Tina Lovegreen. Hi. She was showing me photos moving on her phone. It was crazy.
I think it's really interesting. Well, I think, first of all, this temporary profile thing can really help those of us who have holiday issues. I mean, the people that leave their Halloween photos up for like a good 4 or 5 months after.
And who don't switch over to Christmas.
They don't. They just don't switch over to anything. And you're just looking at like a slutty cat. And it's like, dude, it's like February.
I love when you just see people and it's like maybe they went to work that day. And it's just like one element of crazy Halloween. Like maybe it's just a pair of contacts. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, 4 months later, they're just chilling with their somewhat appropriate photo because it was taken at work, but it has that one element of Halloween.
Yeah.
And you're just like, if you don't realize that first, if you're looking at it in, you know, February, you're just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yes. So maybe that could be very helpful for those people.
The gay pride one, do you remember everyone had their stripes up?
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yes. That would be another convenient one for sure.
Right, you got to stay ahead of the curve. You got to switch your Facebook profile picture depending on the holiday, depending on the latest news. But
so for now, only people in California and the UK are able to do it. But I wonder if Facebook is now trying to attract a new audience, because there's definitely been a change in the audience
they
want.
There were too many grandmothers. We all love our grandmothers, but there were a lot of grandmothers on Facebook. There were a lot of family, older crowds happening on Facebook, which is all awesome. Nothing against ageism.
Nothing against ageism. Ageism is a bad thing.
Everything against ageism.
Okay.
You know? Nothing against age, everything against ageism.
Yes. That needs to be a slogan when you run for whatever you're going to run for.
But Facebook got stale for a second, so it's getting a breath of fresh air. It needed it. It was becoming the place, you know, because Instagram was innovating every 2 seconds, adding new filters, video, everything. Snapchat,
yeah,
with everything they've been adding.
But
Facebook
needed
it.
Do you remember when Facebook, I joined Facebook in 2007, when Facebook first started, you could only access it if you went to a college. And you had to have, like, a referral. And so it had this, like, super... I mean, obviously you can lie. But it had
Sarah.
This... It's 10 p.m. We can talk about it. It's sometimes.
It's a night show now.
At 10 a.m. we would have said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, kids. Don't do it. And don't do what these rappers do. It's disgusting.
But 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. You can lie
to get Facebook on Facebook.
So basically, then it was like, yeah, you can have a network, but it's got to be like your friends, your family. And now it seems like you can have people see your 5 featured photos.
That feels like a MySpace throwback.
It does.
They took sort of the top features of everything. You got a bio line. You got your top five. You've got your video. They've just taken all the features that were they've got the temporary thing with the profile picture, set it for a temporary amount of time, that temporary feature taken from Snapchat. Facebook is just like grabbing all the cool new features and hoping it will breathe life back in. I wonder if it will.
So I guess video and moving images are just the way that everything is heading, and I think Snapchat and Periscope are setting the tone now.
Periscope scares me. People are trying to get in.
We spoke about it on our last episode 32, and since then I've seen it in the bio of a lot of people. It seems to be gaining more and more popularity. There's something about it that's really resonating with people. We're still scared.
I'm not ready to have my life live streamed.
Yeah. I just think there's still a lot of like murky privacy things going on with it, and I'm like, Can everybody Periscope?
See, that's some of that Gen Z you got.
It is.
On.
It
Generation
is.
Generation Z. That you know, being a little more wary of your privacy settings. That's the way you got to be thinking.
Definitely. So they said, like, basically, Generation Z. A lot of them were born after 9/11, or you know, they're very young when 9/11 happened. So they kind of came into this world when it was like crazy and everybody was scared and there's all these financial problems and recessions and debt. And so they're kind of, as a generation, absorbing the problems of the world. And so that's causing, you know, them to be more conservative.
More cautious,
more frugal. Whereas millennials were the children of baby boomers. And so
their heads were filled with, you can do everything
and
anything.
You can do everything and anything. And yeah, so it's that pendulum swing we're always talking about. Like,
it's coming. It's swinging.
And Snapchat, they're rolling with the punches. They added new features. Anyone with the latest iPhone can add silly filters is the only way to describe
it. I love the filters.
It's so brilliant on their part.
Diplo was playing with them.
Yeah.
On his way to Paris.
It's brilliant because it's another way to go viral. One way is their story, which, you know, it's a way to connect everybody. And another is the filters, because when they put it out, everybody from you and your friends to Diplo, they're all kind of testing them out. And they're always hilarious.
I was on Snapchat, and I was checking out Diplo's story. And he had the filter he had used while he was on the plane on the way to Paris, which was the sick filter. And it was amazing. It's really amazing if you haven't yet seen the filters yourself and you're watching it in someone's story. You're just like, oh my God. And then the next filter Diplo had was when he was in Paris, in bed, and it was the fish tank filter. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, because they have the location-specific filters as well. So he had put the Paris location filter on top of the fish tank filter. It was crazy.
Mind blown or what?
Mind blown. You gotta follow Diplo on Snapchat. He's hilarious, along with Wolshy Fire and Jillionaire. When you see the three of them Snapchat the exact same event, you get those three different perspectives. It's crazy. It's like you're there.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
As Wolshy likes to say.
Yes.
So we're gonna get into some new music now. Here is Tasty Treat with Press Reset featuring Armory.
Make me wait when you know I got a hard time saving the best part from us. Spotlights faded, hanging on by phrases. Check them each time just to catch your eye. You were too smart, not too shy. Maybe I wasn't listening. Honey, you got me so, got me so. Maybe I wasn't listening.
Let's go get Deja Pale. These bitches be wishing, let's get them a whale. Well, it don't really matter, no nigga, not to me. Everybody can be bot, so tell me what's your fee.
Throw it or don't matter, it's the same thing. It don't matter, I'm in the reason you hear it, so that your pockets can fight.
As a matter of fact, here's a honey, I know you
itching for dollars. So when we start rolling deep in it, don't expect me to holler. Find me at CTU, so studio and beat time. Ask if that's where I'm from, say that's where I be round. Yeah, we hiding these highs, but I can see the beast round. When it's time to turn up, who you think is buying these crowns? I keep it real, nigga, Uncle Phil. I throw them jazzes out the house, so bitches stop it, chillin', poppin' bitchy. David Copper, fill my cock for real. Rockin' goalie, rock grills, till I cop a mil, mil. Cop a fucking mil. I know you hated him, God body, I know you Satan. I know you faking, I see you piglets, I know you bacon. I tend in my bed and I swear that her whole world is quaking. The point that I'm making is Golden State in exclamation.
Walking around the city like I own the shit.
Driving in a whip, I got no one to shoot.
And the cops think I stole the shit.
And she tryna grow my dick.
Grab your cup, throw it, bitch.
I know you're really thinking I'm a poet, bitch.
Oh no, I ain't no poet, bitch.
So bring that ass back,
throw it, bitch. North side, north side, six side, Fly City, V-Town, Niger, J-A, all around.
I said, yeah, no, see. Bad man coming through. Every time I see them bitches, I'm like, who are you? I do that one thing on your bitches every day. And when I see that girl, I put that body on me, then she like, one day. I do the thing that they pussy by. Shut up in the street, oh no. And you know, say I never want to. When I want to, tell him when you come to. A bad man friend, you know me do it. Every time he see what I me say, yeah, yeah, that's a bullet. Tell him, oh no. You know I'm real bad man. Come with the city and you know you get with me. Cause you know, you don't wanna see your friend. I'ma come and wait again. Take a girl, she look like 10. I'ma come and take a friend, put her in the down bends. Then I drive her way to the end. We sign north side, you know that we don't pretend. Everything here real, everything you know, say. Bad man forward, you don't even know how I do this forward. You run out the place, cause I look like coward. I dunk on your face, now I'm like Howard.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah, and that was Poet by Everything O'Shawn off the upcoming Until Now. He's an artist hailing from Toronto, and he and GSX are doing big, big things, so shoutouts to him and to Cliff Wise as well. And Harry Potter has some really exciting new things going on. He's a designer and artist. He's currently residing in Philly, and we spoke to him earlier this summer, and he's just released some new items on his Harebrained shop. The new designs, he said, are inspired by the relationship between science and nature. And he's just like a really smart and self-aware kind of dude. Really puts a lot of thought into what he does.
So what's the site again where we can find his design?
Harebrainshop.com. So H-A-E-R brainshop.com, and we'll tweet that out. So there's so many people that are just wearing his stuff and
riffraff wore his.
Yeah, so it's really nice to see him just thriving, and on his Instagram all the time he's got people repping him.
And when you search him in Google, it's Riff Raff wearing one of his shirts is actually one of the first few things that comes up. But his new stuff is really cool, really exciting.
He's thriving right now.
I love the science angle to it.
And we are in the last Mercury retrograde of 2015.
Not exactly a science Mercury retrograde.
No.
But worth talking about even still?
Yeah, it's if you're into astrology, and we're somewhat into astrology, we're not too kooky with it. I don't know, somehow in between the last few retrogrades that we've covered on the show, I've somewhat become like a retrograde go-to person for
retrograde expert, which makes sense because you had a birthday
I had a birthday during retrograde.
So for anyone who's not up to date, retrograde is basically Mercury in retrograde, basically is when the planet Mercury appears to be going backwards, and it's supposed to rule communication and travel. So they say it's the time where you're gonna hit travel delays and hiccups with communicating with people just don't get each other, or they'll have technical issues delaying or screwing up their communication.
They say don't sign contracts, get married, make any big life decisions without being fully prepared.
So in the past, I think we've always talked about it as something you should almost be fearful of. You know, oh no, Mercury retrograde's happening. You know, don't do anything. Double check everything. Freak out. But this time around, I think we took that more of a, okay, it's just a time to chill out.
Yeah,
Catch up.
This retrograde was probably very fittingly because it was the last. It was like the roughest, and we've still got another week to go. I think it ends on October 9th. So
almost out of the woodwork.
Yeah, it's all about taking a second and planning and just preparing. And I think it's really interesting because it was my birthday this retrograde, and then also somebody close to me passed away, and it was also like one day celebrating and then the next day mourning. And I think that's like really interesting in a way, because that's exactly kind of life in a nutshell.
It really is. One day you're doing one thing, the next it's the complete opposite.
And you just never know. It's so unpredictable.
Celebrating X amount of years. And still, even still, celebrating a full life.
Yeah, that's a very good way of looking at it.
That's the best way to look at it. But, and that's all everything is. You know, whether it's Mercury retrograde or whatever it is, it's you got to look at it with a good, clear perspective, a good, clear lens.
And at the same time, don't give anything that much power over your life, whether it's astrology or religion or...
Even, I think, and we were talking about sort of birthday divas. Birthdays are amazing, but, I mean, there's always the flip side. There's always something crazy opposite going on in the world anytime crazy... You know, something crazy positive is happening to you. It's amazing, but there's that whole, you got to have that humility because
it's
not like that for everyone.
Birthdays,
everywhere.
Birthdays, weddings, they're amazing, they're beautiful, they're fun, but everybody
it's
has
an up
a birthday
and
damn near everybody has a wedding. So
and everybody has a death.
Yes,
so
and I think and something that Generation ZZ realizes and millennials have yet to realize is you are not special.
Yes.
You are just not special. Yeah. Nobody is special.
You get a birthday day.
You get a birthday. You get a birthday. You get a birthday. You get a birthday.
We all get birthdays. Keyword day.
All get birthdays.
Not a week, not a month, a day.
Yeah.
Although, so because we have our birthday in the same month, I mean, I feel like I get a birthday.
We do say we
month.
Get a month, though. That's very contradictory. I've been trying to milk my birthday for a while.
It is the last day of September. We're getting down to the last hour of September. September is one of my favorite months.
Yes.
It's both of our birthdays. It's just a good transitional month, and we're entering October, and this is the most prepared I've been for October in a long time.
Yes, this is the most ready to see September go I've been. I feel it's a very tiring month, but October, I am so
excited.
We
hung out with some skeletons and Halloween pumpkins today. You can see that on Snapchat.
I have to say, you are being very nice about Halloween today.
The faster Halloween comes and goes, the sooner Christmas gets here.
Is that really your attitude?
Yes, wow. Halloween mother.
You had fun. We had fun. There were skeletons. There was a phone that like lit
up. A spooky phone.
Yeah, it's literally called
and
a spooky
phone. And
it said, phone.
Don't hang up.
No, it was like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare hang up.
That's what it was, yeah. So we're going to get into some more new music now. Blossom, they are a really dope group. They're from New York City. and they're recording what they refer to as punk rap. So you don't really see that too much. And we'll tweet out a link to their stuff. Here they are with GTFUOM. Get the fuck off me, because it's 10 p.m. I could say that. 11 p.m.
What if we die on the street, we never left?
Yeah.
Nightmares of kids scared to death.
Yeah.
Pour one more for the unknown soldier.
Oh.
And all the other lies that they told her.
Yeah.
Jenny finds out she's never gonna find herself.
No.
And Joey knows that it's never really going well. And can you feed the dog? Can you keep a job?
No.
You got a pulse that I can't keep my finger on. One wrong move and you're gone. They came and took him right in front of his mom. Blood splattered on the pristine green lawn. What you gotta be on to get you off?
What?
Burnt out on his pesticide. They trying to offer me a suicide mission. Much apart, but why? Cause I'm trying to keep living. Your heroes are sellout, everyone's for sale. The way they bring the hell out with the hammer to the nail. I decay with the doom losers. A screw looser than your average drug user. I'm staring at the boys singing in the sun. Separate the men from the boys just for fun. Can't be serious. You can't say cheers with us. This toxic waste ain't get taste. Get the fuck up off me. Get the fuck up off me.
Take your sticky paws off.
Get the fuck up off me. Get the fuck up off me.
Atoms collide, connive, ease, mislead, deceive. If you compare it all, oh my. I'm chasing Lucifer around Jerusalem. I think one loves him and loves it hard. XY chromosome spinning on an XY axis. Triple XX, yes, fresh. Fuck, do the yuck in the muck. Gold desert, black sands, cracked hands.
Work.
Fantastical, transcapital, all tactical. Now get your manicured claws off my dirty claws. Claws, snakes on injured jaws. Oh lord, there's a real boy at large. Make a law. Real views from the pews pay your due. Dream, I wanna be something. How you gonna make a living, live a start a ride, start a trend, make an end?
I told you to get the fuck up off me. Ease up. Ease up. Ease up. I said ease up. Ease up. Ease up.